Fours Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, hour number two on this Saturday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Jake Lyman, Nick Kieser, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt alongside you. Talked a lot of Titans in hour number one. Going to get back to Titans coming up here in hour number two. A Pete Prisco article on Will Levis has made the rounds over the last couple days, talking about the potential of the Titans' second-year quarterback. And also Ryan Tannehill breaking his silence on the Scoop City podcast yesterday. We'll get to all of that coming up in hour number two. But let's get back to our question of the day. What's your favorite Olympic event as the Olympics are officially underway in Paris after the opening ceremonies last night? We've talked about a few, but guys, do you have an event that sticks out to you? As Adam in Portland said, the one that you go and find the schedule and make sure that you're sitting on your couch for it.
I would say one that gives me Wii Sports vibes is fencing. I do find myself interested to see what those look like. I like the approach that they have. I would say the one that's more interesting to me that I like to watch more adamantly than I would fencing. Yes, it would be soccer, but we're not going to mention soccer. I would say for me at least would be volleyball.
It's a good one. Volleyball, yeah. Or regular? I think there's both,
I think,
right?
I think it's just beach. Both. Is it both? Or is it, yeah. Well, either Germany, way, volleyball is what I always find myself watching. So.
Germany took down Japan this morning. No, Japan's number two in the world.
Gotcha, wow.
It was an impressive watch.
Okay.
Five sets. The beach volleyball setup is like right underneath the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, like, it's like right next to
super cool.
It's pretty neat.
That's sick.
I'm a big beach volleyball guy.
It's fun.
It's not bad.
I got into it because of my coverage at Western Kentucky because they had one of the best programs.
Gotcha.
Really?
That was amazing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, volleyball is really serious there.
Beach volleyball in Kentucky.
Yeah, shout out to Travis Hudson. He is a goated coach there on campus. He's awesome. But anyway.
Noted.
Well, again, if you have your thoughts on the Olympics, your favorite event, 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Connor Newt, you're not going last again. What event are you most excited for at the Summer Olympics?
Synchronized swimming.
That's a good one.
It's the most boring yet the most entertaining sport of all time. I don't know how they do it.
I'm going to jump on with you there because synchronized diving is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
The last Olympics was in 2021, and I was out doing summer baseball. So, like, we'd get home from games at 11:30 at night and just turn on whatever was going on, and it was almost always diving. And it's so impressive, the things that they're able to do from, like, the high ones. Like, they're doing, like, three flips and two twists, and they're hitting the water at the exact same time. It's impressive. I'm a big diving guy. I know there was a diving championship this morning. I missed it.
It was fun to watch.
The American team finished second, and their names, last names, Cook and Bacon. Those were the two names, Cook and Bacon.
It's a good way to wake up for breakfast.
They won the silver medal. So, yeah, won that at like 4 in the morning.
Cook and Bacon.
Cook and Bacon.
I think Gentry Estes actually is covering different things.
Yeah.
And that was one of them that he mentioned when he got there. He said one of the best name combinations, because he was at the press conference. He goes, Cook and Bacon, and I never thought that you would get here. And then it would be last names.
It's hilarious. Cook and I'm just telling, like, the diving is, it's so much fun to watch. And usually, I think China wins a lot of those. Like,
yeah.
They're just so, the technique is just so perfect. But America's usually pretty good. Canada's usually pretty good. So I will be looking at for the diving schedule to watch at least a little bit of that.
The color analyst this morning, when China was diving, it was hilarious because she was just digging into them. This is a 0.3 second off. This is unacceptable from them. I'm like, what? Like, to the naked eye, I was like, they hit the water exact same time and went under perfect.
I know.
Like, there was nothing wrong.
The analysts on the diving are so funny because they're just a little bit too much splash that time. Like, and look, you can see that her hands hit the water about a tenth of a second before the other. Like, and that's going to be a half point deduction. I'm like, man, you got to be flawless at this, because I'll look at it and I'll be like, man, I don't think it gets much better than that. And they'll get like an 8 or something like that. And I'm like, wait, man, all right, harsh crowd.
Yeah, I don't know how they really judge it, like, to be that meticulous about it, but just cut the people a little slack. That's all I'm saying.
What's your go-to event?
I'm going to go, obviously, Rugby Sevens is going on right now. Love
That's
me some Rugby Sevens. But I'm going to go handball.
Handball is fun.
Handball is something that I never thought I'd be interested in. It is awesome. It's funny enough, true story, Newt's dad was my PE teacher back in grade school, and we actually played handball a handful of times. No pun intended there, but it just happened. Played a handful of times, and nobody really understood how to play it, but just bounced it every like two or three steps. And so we just went off that basis, and we just threw it in the back. It was fun. It was a blast.
It is fun. It's like soccer, but with your hands.
Yeah.
Water polo is good, too. That's a good one, which is similar to handball, I guess. You're just in a pool.
Yeah.
Did you guys, when you were kids, did you ever play the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games
video games? Oh, my gosh. Yes.
On the Wii? Yes, on the Wii.
It was the London. I think it was based in Beijing, right? Yeah.
I think I saw that this is the first ever, or first Olympics in a long time that hasn't had a video game of some sort associated with
interesting.
It.
Really? They could go back.
I remember those games. I played those games all the time. They were so much fun. They had the fencing and the track and field and swimming. So much fun.
So I don't know if you guys knew this about the awards. So there's a piece of the Eiffel Tower that is preserved, and it was part of the renovation that they had back in the 20th century. So there's pieces of the Eiffel Tower they're putting on Olympic medals this year.
Wow.
So I did not know if you guys knew that. Then also, one other fact as well, I just found this little thread on Twitter, but there are 48 Olympians that are in this entire, you know, botch of, you know, different sports and games and whatnot. There's actually, you know, one event that's 10,000 miles away in French territory, and that would be surfing. So
I love it.
Technically,
that makes sense.
It's, you know, the Paris Olympics, but there's 48 Olympians that are 10,000 miles away surfing in French territory, which is really, really cool. It's Tahiti. So there you go.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to the Olympics. Oh, you're going to be in Paris. No, I'm in Tahiti, actually. which honestly might be a better summer vacation spot to go to.
I agree.
I'm sure Paris is fun, but I'd rather go to Tahiti.
You guys ever surfed before?
I've not. I'm more of a boogie boarding guy.
We almost did on our honeymoon. It was a hot spot. There was a tournament there while we were there on the beach. So we were going to go watch. We never did, but it was also ridiculously cold. We did not have anything to do for surfing, so
I think is it true if you have a wetsuit on, you don't get cold or
something like that? You retain all your heat, I guess.
Gotcha.
I mean, you probably get cold, but yes, it retains the body heat better.
Not hypothermia cold.
Right.
Newt, surfing, fan, not a fan? No.
I don't have the balance to surf.
I just feel like your feet would slip off the board.
I'm not a beach guy in general.
Oh.
I don't like it.
The sand, not a fan.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and gets everywhere.
That's true. When you put
Let me know if you don't get that.
Oh, yeah.
It's over my head. Continue.
I don't want to keep going back to childhood nostalgia, but I will. Surf's Up is a great movie as well. If you guys,
the first one. And then
they did the WWE
WrestleMania one, and it took like a weird turn. And I was like, okay.
Is that the one with the penguins?
Yes, the penguins who surf. And Chicken Joe.
Chicken Joe.
Yes. So, again, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Surf's Up. 11-year-old Jake is loving that I'm bringing this up.
Cody!
How about that?
Cody.
Cody Maverick, one of the greatest surfers of all time.
He's like the Lightning McQueen of penguin surfing.
He is. That is exactly what he is.
No, he's Tow Mater in that movie, basically, because he's kind of dumb.
No, that's Chicken Joe.
Yeah, Chicken Joe.
Chicken Joe is the Tow Mater. Cody Maverick.
That's right.
It's literally just cars with penguins surfing.
It is. It's very, very similar.
But cars is better.
Anyway, on a tangent here on Forrest Company, if you want to to jump in with your favorite Olympic event, whether it's surfing or whatever it is, text or call 615-737-1025.
This is a show for every age group.
Yes. Yeah.
For the children out there.
If the 12-year-olds out there are listening, then we're bringing up cartoons on this Saturday morning. Isn't that Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah, Saturday morning cartoons.
We got to bring it up
a little
bit.
I was a little old for cartoons. I take that back. I still watch cartoons.
You had like Boomerang and stuff.
Boomerang.
I was never a Boomerang fan.
Really?
The Jetsons? Are you kidding me?
PBS Kids.
The Flintstones.
I lived on Disney XD.
PBS Kids.
Disney XD was pretty popular.
Phineas and Ferb.
Ooh. They're bringing that back.
Why?
I don't know.
Leave it alone.
I saw it.
That's the problem with this Hollywood today. Leave things alone.
Yeah, true.
We don't need new stuff.
They are doing more like they're doing a lot of everything.
Yeah,
like
everything is getting rebooted right now. Yeah.
Do want to see Twisters though? Haven't seen it yet.
I saw it. It was very good.
Did you see it because you followed my advice?
No, not that night.
You were stranded in Norfolk.
Norfolk, when we had the rain delay, Connor suggested I go see it that night. I did not see it then. I saw it on Monday. Tuesday, something like that. Deadpool and Wolverine coming out this weekend,
came out
too.
Thursday, actually.
I'm seeing that tomorrow.
Okay.
Can't wait. I'll come up with a review next week.
I haven't been in the movie theater in like 6 years, 8 years.
What was the last movie you saw?
I think it was like a Star Wars movie, and it was probably back in 20.
Oh, the bad ones?
No, it was the one where, I forget the name of it.
It's probably Force Awakens.
I know we got to go break, but it's like the one where they're in a white desert. And then,
Last
like,
Jedi, that one was awful.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what year that was.
I was still in high school, so
2017, 18.
Okay. Yeah. I think it was December 2017,
That sounds correct, because I was still in high school. I was a senior, and I fell asleep in the movie theater.
You don't go to movies?
Nah, I don't like to spend
Go to many. If it's a big one, I'll go.
If I wait 6 months, it'll be on HBO or something.
I'm a big movie theater guy. Like, you give me some popcorn and a soda.
I mind it.
I'm a big fan of going to the movies by yourself. Just like middle of the day, if I've got nothing to do, I love to go by myself and just sit there, have some popcorn. You get free refills.
Ooh,
I'm not a night movie person.
Me neither.
I like to come out of the theater and open up and just be blinded by the the 4 o'clock sun.
Connor and I are on the same page.
Yeah. I would like to see the 4DX. Is that the new thing nowadays?
Yeah, with the twisters, like, you get wet.
That just feels like too much.
Really?
Yeah, like, you can turn the water on, and, like, you're shaking in the chair. Like,
I just want to watch the movie.
I've heard twisters in 4DX is kind
of
crazy.
The women love the 4D version of twisters, I hear, so.
I think they love all versions of twisters with Glenn Powell. Okay, we've gone too far. We found the line. It's time to take a break. We're going to get back to more Titans. Forest Company, brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. Investment advice for you in the short term and for the future. We're going to take a break. We need a break here. Titans talk coming up next. We're going to talk Titans quarterbacks, present and past. Will Levis having a couple of good days at camp. Pete Prisco was out there from CBS, and he had some thoughts on Will Levis, some good thoughts, and also Ryan Tannehill breaking his silence, talking about what he might be doing in the future on the Scoop City podcast. That's coming up next here on Forge Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is tickets to the Nashville Sounds Home Run Derby X at First Horizon Park on Saturday, August 31st. Buy two tickets now for only $30 and watch as MLB legends, top female players, and local Middle Tennessee hitters compete in an exciting 3-on-3 co-ed competition. Buy your tickets now at thegamenashville.com/deals and be part of the Home Run Derby X excitement. Cool stuff out there at First Horizon Park. I know Nick Swisher and Manny Ramirez were out there earlier this week. That's August 31st, end of summer. Same day as Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech here in town as well. So it should be a fun Labor Day weekend. Jake Lyman, Nick Kieser, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Forrest Company here on the Saturday morning. We're back on the rails. Going to talk some Titans here in the next two segments. Pete Prisco came out with an article on Will Levis earlier this week. I believe yesterday, actually.
I think so, yeah.
And said that he believes Will Levis can be a top 5 to 10 quarterback in the NFL. Comparisons to Josh Allen. Ooh. Do you guys think you can get that much out of two non-padded practices to make those comparisons? And Jared made a good point that Pete Prisco was one of the few analysts who liked Will Levis coming out and maybe is trying to kind of confirm his opinions from a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. Pete dives in and he says, quote, "We know the skill set is there by watching his throws as a rookie last year. The power and arm, the quick release, but it's the drive and determination of scheduling workouts in paradise that will make him into a big-time NFL quarterback." And look, he goes on to kind of talk about how, you know, it's important to him, you know, to make sure that he has that leadership quality to go out and be above and beyond for a leader. And it's interesting that he also throws in those names of Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, Joe Burrow, and also it's worth noting, he was able to be coaching Joe Burrow, Callahan last year and for the last few years. I don't know if it's that comparable yet. I mean, you want it to be there, but do you guys think it's a lot easier to say the next 3 years, maybe? I don't know. That might be not, I don't think that's outlandish, but I think this expectation is a tad outlandish, honestly.
I mean, you guys know where I stand on this. I mean, I'm not saying Willis is a terrible quarterback, but I don't think he's, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he's not better than Josh Allen, nor do I think Josh Allen is, excuse me, I don't think Josh Allen's amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, although I did say Kyler Murray would be on my fantasy team, so never mind. Take that back.
It's not, a pen, not pencil, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Sharpie.
Yeah, Sharpie. With that, like, I think Josh Allen's a great quarterback. I think Will Levis is a good quarterback in due time, and the Titans are going to be stuck in a situation where they're going to have to re-sign him because, like I said before at the start of the show, quarterbacks are a delicate position, and if you don't have one, you're going to be forced to sign Will Levis to another deal.
And
I'm not saying he can't be great. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't see it yet.
And these teams, they're scared that, hey, if we don't re-sign this guy, what if we're stuck in quarterback purgatory for the next 5 to 10 years? So you kind of feel like you have to if a guy shows potential. Guys, I'm going to say I'm ready to get hurt again. I am in on Will Levis.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is. And you know what? Actually, I do know what it is, and I'm going to tell you. The Titans, in the Titans era, have now drafted 4 quarterbacks with first to borderline first-round picks.
Okay.
Vince Young, Jake Locker, Marcus Mariota, and now Will Levis. The others didn't work out. I think Will Levis is because he has the aura to do it.
Oh, God, here we go. The aura. How many points does he have? How many points are taken off? Oh, my gosh.
I think he has the aura.
Yeah.
He carries himself with confidence. Like, that was Marcus Mariota's biggest problem. He had all the talent in the world.
He had aura, though. He won the Heisman.
That
he had mono.
He lost all aura points after 2017.
Okay, that's fair, but I'm just saying.
Marcus didn't have the swagger and the confidence
to
say, you know what? I can make that throw. I can make any throw.
Mm-hmm.
Will Levis has that. And you see the arm talent. Like, that, the fourth touchdown against the Falcons was where I was like, all right, the Titans might have something. Fading away and dropping it in the bucket to Nick Westbrook-Ikhina.
That was really special.
Across the field. There are only a few quarterbacks in the league who can make that throw.
Yeah, I mean, people were, what, think that, that throw, I remember hearing some people saying, that's like Aaron Rodgers, you know?
Yes.
So.
And Jake Locker and Marcus Mariota, I never felt they had the aura of an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Locker had negative aura.
It just felt like they were just there. Like, they weren't a leader on the team. It felt like they were just like, I'm going to go about my business. And I'm sure that they had leadership qualities.
Yeah.
Right.
But Will Levis just feels like he's got the it factor.
He does. And one thing I want to point out from this story, because we're mentioning Pete here and his story, he's got Callahan quote, I don't see Will Levis, the college kid. I see Will Levis, the pro quarterback. His demeanor and the way he communicates and speaks is much different than a lot of the stuff that was out there. So, look, Locker was locked in his own box of expectation. You've also now got Will Levis, who's in. And I think his demeanor, yes, has changed, but it's about how he handles it in the biggest situations on the field. This week, like Newt mentioned in Newt's notes, which go back and listen on our podcast, but I think it's interesting that he's not thrown a deep ball yet. I want to see that rhythm come out of him. When we have a rhythm, I'll know more.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. But like you were saying about, you know, you don't want to break your heart. Did he doesn't want to break your heart. That's where I'm at. That's why I'm not fully bought in yet, because being in this market since inception for myself, being born here, I've seen it. Like, I've seen the heartbreak. I don't want to have to relive that again and again and again. And so I got to believe it. I mean, I got to see it to believe it.
We have PTSD.
We do.
Post-Titan stress disorder.
I just can't help it.
I mean, I remember that Denver game with Marcus where he got benched. And I could go back and find the tweet, but I tweeted out, it's over. Time to, and I was so sad in realizing that it's over for Marcus, because I believed in that guy with my full heart. I mean, you can ask anybody in my high school. I was Marcus till I die.
Oh, no.
And it hurt at the end, but I'm ready. I'm opening up my heart to Will Levis. I believe in him. I believe that Will Levis is going to end up being the franchise quarterback. I could be wrong.
Let's hope so.
But I just, there's something about him that makes you feel like he's just got what it takes to do it at this level. And I could be wrong. He could come out against the Bears and throw four picks in week one and end up getting benched by the middle of the season. But I just don't – I think he's got the talent. I think he's got the confidence. The biggest question is the decision-making, and I think that's what we're going to find out this year. Yeah. And if he has that, I think he's going to be the Titans guy for at least a second contract.
That's what Callahan wants. Callahan wants him to make the decisions, and I think they're going to challenge him above and beyond maybe what he was last year, because now he has the expectation of being quarterback one. I mean, he's been carrying, like you said, he's been having that aura. You know, this is what he does with teams that he's excelled with. And Newt, you can probably attest on this perfectly watching him at Kentucky.
I was literally going to say, yeah. I speak firsthand when I say this is a different Will Levis than he was in college.
And it should be. If it's not a different Will Levis, if you're not a different person, but if you carry the same characteristics, that takes you above and beyond what people think of you and what you think of yourself. So I think it's going to be a big year for him as well. You have to hope that it is. I mean, there's a lot of weight on a guy like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious to see how he does in joint practices. That's what I care more about right now than anything.
Yeah.
I mentioned I want to see him with that rhythm of, okay, can he hit the deep ball? Can he find consistency with a guy like D-Hop or Calvin Ridley or even Tyler Boyd, which clearly so far he's done okay with. So we'll have to find out soon.
I'm a believer. I think Will Levis is going to be the Titans franchise quarterback, and he will do – I will make this prediction. I think he will do what the other three weren't able to do, and that is get a second contract
Jake
with
Lyman,
the Titans.
Honorary member of the BBN.
Clip it.
There we go.
Welcome
yes.
In.
Put me in Wildcat Nation.
Welcome,
Big
coal
Blue
miner.
615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to chime in on Will Levis. But we're going to get to his predecessor coming up next. Ryan Tannehill breaking his silence on the Scoop City podcast for The Athletic, talking about what he's been doing and that moment where the Titans called him and said they were taking Will Levis. Is he going to play this year? We're going to talk about that coming up next. Force Company here on this Saturday morning, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
You're not on a team right now. What does it feel like not going to training camp?
Honestly, it feels good. It feels pretty good. It's a weird feeling, right? It's a weird feeling just because I've done it for so long and loved every step of the way. But, you know, my son's birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to get to celebrate my son's birthday fully and not be in training camp. So I'm really excited for that. Just spending a lot of quality family time together. But, yeah, it's a weird feeling. You know, I'm staying in shape and staying ready if the right thing pops up and comes available. But also at the same time, just really enjoying where I'm at and the time with the family.
That was Ryan Tannehill talking about his situation right now, not signed to an NFL team after leaving the Titans this past offseason. Spend time with the family. Doesn't seem to be in any rush to make a move to get with the team during training camp. Jake Lyman, Nick Kieser, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt with you. We're not going to stop believing here on Forest Company.
And Ryan shouldn't either. Go get you a job, Ryan.
Well, that's the question I want to ask you guys. Ryan Tannehill, I don't know about you, but that's a guy who sounds pretty happy talking with Diana Rossini and Chase Daniel on the Scoop City podcast. Seems pretty happy to be spending time with his family in August instead, in July and August instead of being out there getting ready for another season. I kind of feel like unless something perfect comes down the line for Ryan Tannehill,
yeah,
I don't think he's getting off the couch.
No, guys, it sounds like he's looking for a clear cut. I'm here to start. It's a Joe Flacco spot where he knows, all right, I'm here to make a difference. So we'll find out if there's an injury during one of these camps. He did say how he's been staying ready. I think it's as ready as possible, more than likely. It's just conditioning-wise. Now, obviously, if he's not on the field for training camp, he's got to figure out, you know, his dynamic once again. That always is going to happen. But that interview was pretty telling, and listening to that yesterday, just in terms of where he is, he's better off to just stay home, I think. And then if he does get a call, he gets a call. But I told the guys on Friday, I personally think he will be on an NFL roster this season, just not week one. Do you guys agree?
I'd agree to that. I mean, there's a team in mind that I've already mentioned this past week on the air, and it was the Pittsburgh Steelers. One because, like, I know they have a loaded quarterback room, or not loaded, but congested quarterback room, better way to put that. Russell Wilson has, I think, a calf strain right now, dealing with that. I just think the old days of Russell Wilson being productive are just kind of gone. Obviously, he had a decent season with Denver, but not great. As for Justin Fields, taking first-team reps at training camp, a solid quarterback, but we all know what happened in Chicago. He was running the ball more than throwing the ball in some regard, and a lot of people got frustrated with that. I think Eberflus got frustrated with that. Wide receivers got frustrated with that. And with this wide receiver core in Pittsburgh, definitely could see that whole entire offense getting a little frustrated as well if that were to happen. And if that's the case, your offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith, and none other than Ryan Tannehill being available. You have an offense that's ready to win. Najee Harris, Roman Wilson, what's his name?
George Pickens,
thank you. Pat Freiermuth. You have everybody. You have everybody under the sun. I mean, it's a far-fetched thought, but at the same time, like, if the stars align, I think that's a hotbed for Ryan Tannehill.
And I think that was the line everybody kind of drew when Arthur Smith took that job, but then obviously Steelers went another way with Wilson Fields. But some injuries, maybe some poor play, I could see it. I'm going to say I don't think Tannehill plays this year. I think there's a chance that we have seen Ryan Tannehill's last NFL snap. You listen to him on that podcast. He's got two young kids. He's got hobbies. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars that he's made in his career. Unless it's perfect for him. And he's from Florida, so let's say Miami may not be reasonable, but let's say like Baker Mayfield gets hurt in Tampa Bay and they need a quarterback and he's close to home and they say, hey, come on for the last 9 games of the season and try and keep us afloat. I think maybe that happens. But, you know, like let's say Jordan Love gets hurt in Green Bay. Like, do I think Ryan Tannehill's going all the way up to Wisconsin?
Probably not.
To play for a couple million dollars? Like, I say that a couple million dollars obviously is a lot of money, but for a guy who has made hundreds of millions of dollars in his career,
right.
I think it would take a lot to get him to leave his family and go somewhere with not great weather. I think if it were me in his shoes, again, he mentions his son's birthday is this week, and this is probably the first time he's been able to celebrate his son's birthday fully without anything going on in a long time. I think he's going to enjoy having some time off with his family, and I think there's a chance that nothing ever comes his way that he feels is worth it.
Yeah, he may feel that this is the life for me now. And to date, right now, according to SpotRack, Ryan Tannehill has made $195 million in his NFL career, by the way. So there is that as well. So
don't forget about the Celsius money too.
Yeah, exactly. So he's, you know, and hey, maybe some fishing endorsements end up coming across his table as well. Certainly possibility, but it is unique that this is a quarterback that is probably the best one left on the market. I mean, there are some serviceable guys, but not in terms of filling in and making a difference. You know, I also thought maybe, what if the experiment goes wrong in Denver? You know, could that be a possibility?
That was my thinking.
You know, what if Aaron Rodgers goes kaput one more time? You know, I know that what you mentioned, he may not think about going to a team that, you know, is a cold weather place. I think he'll take any opportunity that he can if it's a playoff team and he thinks he could possibly win with. And also that dynamic of Florida sounds interesting too. What if Baker goes down? What if Baker isn't what they think he is? That's certainly a good idea.
What about this? Are you ready for this? Just hold your britches together.
Oh, I got it.
How about this? Minnesota.
They've got Darnold and McCarthy, though.
I don't think that's a big factor, in my opinion.
Let me pose a question at you, and I'll give you my reaction after I get yours.
Okay.
What if a team goes after him to use him as like a utility guy? Maybe as a receiver?
I don't think he would do receiver, dude. No way.
I'm just saying.
Full circle for Ryan
Full
Tannehill.
Circle.
Start his career as a wide receiver.
Ended as well. I don't think he'll
I don't think so either. But I've been seeing conversations on like Twitter of people saying, you know, it could work out well for him. I don't see it personally, but hey.
It's a good thing to put out there, though.
Good thing to put out.
I like Minnesota. I know that sounds crazy to say, but Sam Darnold, when he was in Carolina, he had a short stint of like good success.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, was short-lived, and then they ended up being bad. And so I don't think J.J. McCarthy's ready yet as a starting quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
And so why not bring in a guy like Ryan Tannehill? Because I feel like Justin Jefferson, a guy that wants targets, is going to be a little frustrated if he doesn't get the ball.
Mm. Well, Adam in Portland says his hot take is Trevor Lawrence sizzles out and Tannehill pushes the Jags to the playoffs. I would rebuttal it. Why not go to Mac Jones? No, I'm just kidding. But
well, I mean,
you see that Mac Jones pass yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, reports out of Jacksonville are the offense is really, really struggling. Mm-hmm. Which I guess we all could have kind of seen coming.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, you lose Calvin Ridley and you think Gabe Davis will replace him. I'm not so sure about that.
Paid him like $80 million.
They play like the Jaguars. And I'm not trying to say Gabe Davis and Christian Kirk are bad wide receivers, yeah, but they're getting paid like they're top 40 wide receivers in
Devontae
the league,
Adams
and I don't
worthy.
Know if they are.
I wonder if it'd be a headline right now, Ridley stunning at offense with the Jags at camp. Like everyone else sucks.
Well, I know Titans Twitter has started to get after Jags fans who say that Ridley was the reason the offense struggled last year. Mm-hmm. He dropped so many passes and all this stuff. So I know I've seen Titans fans anytime tweet of like Trevor Lawrence intercepted by Andrew Wingard. It's like, how did Ridley do this and force that interception? Here's my last thought on Ryan Tannehill. I know the one thing that you might think is, well, he wants to win a Super Bowl. I think that if he wanted to win a Super Bowl, I think the Chiefs or the 49ers or one of these contenders would have loved Ryan Tannehill to be their backup quarterback.
Right.
I don't think Ryan Tannehill wants to do that. That's my main thought, is that I think there's not a lot of motivation for him to come back. If he wanted to win a Super Bowl, he would do it as a backup.
Yeah.
And if he wanted to be on a team where he could compete to start, there are opportunities out there for him.
Sure.
If he wanted more money, there's opportunities out there for him. I think that Tannehill has taken his lumps, especially in the last 2 years, and he's made his money. He's had a lot of success in his career. I think he might be done. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be the next Chad Henne of any other team.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. I just don't see him going and voluntarily being the backup. Mm-mm. But I also don't see him being Joe Flacco and coming off the couch. It could happen. If there's a perfect situation for him, I think it could happen. But I don't think Ryan Tannehill is outwardly looking to get back into the league right now.
I don't think so either. But time will tell. We'll have to find out if someone gives him a call. It's certainly kind of like, I kind of got the vibe, and he didn't say it, but I kind of got the vibe that teams were at least interested.
Yeah.
And have reached out to him about playing, because he said it felt good to not, like, he sounded elated that he was not at a training camp. So if that's the case, who has he talked to? Who has given him the idea, you know, on its face of, we really think you could come in and really help these guys learn? I remember, obviously, going back to Willis when he got here, it's, I don't need to mentor that guy or whatever. Like, it was overhyped that was the thing that, like, that he said. It wasn't really meant that way, but
yeah.
I mean, could he go somewhere and help a team out? Sure, absolutely. We've thrown out those ideas of where he could go. You know, if the Patriots suck, if like Jacoby Brissett is awful, does Tannehill consider stuff like that? Like you said, I don't see him wanting to go to a place that he can't do at least some winning at. So
also his thought about Will Levis and Malik Willis, that saying I don't have to be his mentor.
Yeah.
There was an NFL coach, thank you for bringing that up, by the way.
Yeah.
There was an NFL coach that commented on that and said that he doesn't have to be a mentor. And it was Mike Tomlin with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh.
There you go.
So I'm just putting an assumption out there. Put that out there. But food for thought.
Well, and Ryan Tannehill, I believe his exact words were, it's not my job to be his mentor.
That's right. Yes.
But if he learns something while we're together, then that's a great thing.
But that still sounded so outlandish for
him. Yes.
I mean, why even make the comment?
At the time, he was sour.
Sounded so bitter, yeah.
I think it does. And he mentioned it because
yes,
Diana asked about the Michael Penix situation in Atlanta.
Yep.
And he said, I've been there and it's not a fun place to be. And that's another reason why I think Ryan Tannehill might be out, because I don't know if he would want to go to like the Patriots, like you said. Like, if Brissett's not very good, I don't know if he would want to go to the Patriots where Drake May is looking over his shoulder and the fans are calling for Drake May to start. You could hear in his voice how happy he was to be spearfishing and flying and spending time with his family. I don't know.
Could you imagine if, and this will not happen because of the depth they have and who they signed, but what if, and I'm just saying what if, where is the former coach of the Titans? Mike Vrabel is in Cleveland. What if Deshaun Watson is hurt, or if they just go, we're done, and then it's Jameis and Tyler Huntley, Pro Bowler, by the way.
Pro Bowl Tyler Huntley, correct.
What if Tannehill ends up in a place that's familiar? Yeah, we've got, you know, Arthur Smith is in one idea. What about Mike Vrabel, you know, saying, hey, you know, this guy's got some good talent. You know, why not give him a flyer?
I
don't know.
If things go south in Cleveland, I'm sure Mike Vrabel would be in Kevin Stefanski's ear saying,
they're going to go with DTR, though. DTR is the guy.
God, they've got all of the quarterbacks up there. Huntley, Winston, DTR. Is Deshaun Kaiser still there?
He is not. I think he retired.
He's been gone for a while.
Talk about some training camp darlings. There you go.
Yeah,
that's a whole list
of them. True. That is true. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Weekend picks. We've got some baseball for you, some Olympics, and our wild card, as always. Forest Company, Saturday mornings, 1025, 1063 The Game.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Yeah, sing it.
Nick Frazier.
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case.
Do we need to replace Weekend Picks with Weekend Karaoke?
I love it.
I was going to roll with Grove Street, but this may be the new song.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Nick Frazier showing off the pipes this morning as we wrap up the show.
And more, much what's more than this,
I did it my way. Beautiful. Love me some Frank Sinatra.
You can hear the collective of all of Nashville turning their radio dials right now.
This isn't as bad as me singing Western Kentucky's fight song live on air.
Boo.
Keezy remembers that one well.
Yeah.
Time to do it our way. Weekend picks. Wrapping up the show here on Forest Company. Lots to get to. Coming up on the station at 5:30, Yankees-Red Sox. The rivalry is renewed. You can listen right here on The Game. Let's pick that one first. Connor Newt, go first for us.
Whoa. I wasn't even listening. I was trying to get this down because I'm doing producing. What was the thing?
Yankees, Red Sox.
Oh, give me Red Sox. Yankees struggling as of late.
Mm.
Jaron Duran, I believe. Is that
Duran,
his name?
Jaron Duran.
Duran. Mm-hmm. Electric. Every ball he puts up is gone. So, yeah, give me the Red Sox. I think this will be relatively high scoring, too. Give me Red Sox 6-4.
Ooh.
Nick Frazier.
This is in the Bronx, right?
I believe so.
I think it is. Last series was in Boston. I'm gonna go.
Yes, it is at Fenway.
I'm gonna go Yankees to win today and Verdugo to hit a home run.
Ooh.
Just because Verdugo's former team, something about it. Just gonna
the suit has chimed in on our singing.
Oh no.
He's asked us to please stop.
Oh
please.
Is it breaking earbuds? I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I'm gonna take Verdugo to get a homer there.
Nick Kieser?
I'm going to go Red Sox as well. They just beat the Yankees 9-7 last night. So we'll find out if they can keep that rolling or not. But like you guys mentioned, the Mets also swept the Yankees recently.
They did.
So that is not looking great. It's like I would say it's pretty grim for the Yankees right now.
I'll go Yankees. Oh. I think Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, middle of that order, too good.
It is true.
In Fenway. But I will go with the Yankees on the road.
Yeah, it is a Fenway.
Tonight.
Sticking with it.
Our second pick today, I kind of went off the board here. We've been talking Olympics. Pick any Olympic gold medalist. This can be a team. This can be an athlete. What do we got?
Oh, man.
Nick Kieser, lead us off here if you got it. Or I can go first if you guys need a second to think.
You can if you want to, yeah.
I am going to go with our man from the USA, Noah Lyles, to win the 100-meter dash. Mm. I think Noah Lyles will be the fastest man on earth in the 100 meters in Paris this year.
Okay.
Chime in as you guys have what you're going with.
Sha'Carri Richardson to be a gold medalist in the 200.
There we go.
That is, I'm locking that one in. I'm sold.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Ching-ching.
I don't know. I really wanted to talk about the U.S. men's basketball team, but...
You can go with that one.
Yeah, but
you shouldn't, there's no limits.
I really don't...
You shouldn't, because the one that is now going last again wants that one.
You're going to go last sometimes. I'm just making sure you're not going last every time.
Hey, never. Connor, I'll go last. How about that next time? You go with that?
No.
No?
I want it my way.
Oh.
There we go.
Call back.
Should we start singing again?
I don't know.
Regrets. We've had a few regrets.
I don't know.
I'm going to go over to the world of table tennis just because why not? I've heard a lot of good things about China. They are really good at that.
And badminton.
They are good at that as well. I've been looking that up for the last few days. But the men's singles and whatnot is coming up on the 29th. So I'll say China takes the men's singles. I mean,
hey, going with the ping pong.
Limited research, but enough to feel confident.
I believe I don't know why I looked this up a while ago, but I think badminton, like you mentioned, they're good at that. But Denmark won the gold medal last time. So
really?
Who knows? Maybe China will have to get it back. Connor Newt, what's your pick?
I'm going to swerve you. Give me Katie Ledecky to win a gold medal.
Oh,
big swerve.
The odds on that might be like minus 5,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's easy money.
But can I throw another one in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Carlos Alcaraz, gold medal in tennis.
There you go. That's a good one.
He's going to ball out. He's the next big thing.
He's been on a roll.
Who is... I'll go with the U.S. to win the team gold in golf, too.
Ooh.
I'll throw that in there. I think they had a bad showing at the Ryder Cup. I think they bounce back and take this one. Last one, wild card. Connor Newt, you can go first. What's your wild card?
I'm not ready.
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
Nick Frazier.
My wild card, I'm going to go with, I'm going to the NRL. And I know the Broncos played at midnight today, and they lost, unfortunately, to the Bulldogs, which is the favorite team of Patrick Yazbek, the new Nashville CFL signing.
Wow,
so very cool.
Found that out the other day, that he's a big NRL fan. But as for tonight, it might be morning, I'm going to go with the Panthers to beat the Dragons and beat them by, I don't know, 15, 20. Let's go 10.
There
Just
you go.
Play it safe.
Nick Heiser?
I was trying to find if they have a game. They do. I'm going to go with the Mariners over the White Sox. I think it was, Randy Arozarena just got traded to the Mariners. So I lean more Rays, so I'm going to cheer for the player to win and perhaps what I think is his debut. I think he would be there by now.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Trade deadline coming up Tuesday.
They're in Chicago, so I would assume he made that trip. So
Wednesday. Hopefully. Wednesday's the trade day.
Yeah, Wednesday, I think is right. Yeah.
Connor Newt?
Now I'm ready. I'm going to go back to La Familia again. The Kentucky alum team in the TBT plays the Louisville alum team
The TBT. Rivalry.
And a big one. Rivalry. It transcends all sports. Big Blue. Give me La Familia.
Love it. I will go back to baseball. Speaking of the trade deadline, could be Tarek Skubal's last start as a Tiger. Unlikely, but could be today. I'll take the Tigers to beat the Twins in the AL Cy Young favorites. Possible final start in a Tigers uniform. That wraps it up for us. Oh, we got the Twister. We got the Twisters song here. If you missed our conversation on the Twisters movie, it's on the podcast.
Check
right
it out.
Right around 10:15. Fun show today, guys. I will not be here next week, but then after that, I think we should be good up until football season.
Dude, you take more vacations than Jared.
I was good for the first few months of this show.
Nah, Jared's gone more.
That wraps it up. Four's Company. We'll talk to you next week. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
See ya.